McDermott on 2FM.
Sponsored by Just Eat. Woo! Tap into Ireland's leading food ordering app. Just Eat. Find your flavour.
Mark Stern, I want you to utter the words you said to me right before we went on air when I was testing the microphones. You picked up the
RTE.
Phone.
RTE is famous in America now. Absolutely famous.
Oh,
it's your moment, my friend.
Well, listen, what a moment. Okay, this is the moment in question in case you've been living under a rock the past few hours and not heard it.
Well, we have a lot of your Irish press watching us. They're just now leaving the room. And where are you from? Go ahead. Come here. Where are you from? Should we have all of this beautiful Irish press? Where are you from?
I'm from RTE News. RTE. Katrina Perry.
She has a nice smile on her face. So I bet she treats you well.
She has a nice smile on her face. I bet she treats you well. I tell you what, Mark, Katrina Perry is on the homepage of BBC, of Time. I saw a website called heavy.com, which is five facts you need to know about Katrina Perry. She called the incident bizarre. It's gone absolutely viral. There are two trains of thought on Trump's actions. One is that he's being a bit of a sexist misogynist, and two, people are outrageously overreacting. What is the take over there, do you think?
The take is number one, for sure. I will say, I think she's going to be a celebrity here. I wouldn't be surprised if she got an offer from CNN or something. At least 10 people sent me that story as soon as it came out and said, isn't this your people? You know, this is Trump at his locker room talk worst, right? This is the Trump that we saw in that Access Hollywood video where he bragged about grabbing women by the you-know-what. This is him thinking that he's boyish and charming, so powerful and wealthy, and all he wants to do is get the pretty woman in the room to come over and do a little model twirl for him. Here's the dividing line for me. Trump was not treating this very professional woman as a professional or a journalist or a reporter. He was treating her as an object with a pretty little smile and a nice body. Come on over here. Let me get a better look at you. That is sexism, pure and simple. And this is really an embarrassment to our country, I think.
And as well, one of the kind of sideline consequences, not sideline, direct collateral damages, is Katrina Perry, who has been on this show on a number of occasions, and she's very lovely and very professional. And any time I've asked her to come on the show, it's always been, hey, you know, a little bit of chit-chat and banter. And I messaged her and said, would you like to come on the show and talk about this? And she gave back a very, just a very straight response. She's like, thank you for the invite, Owen. I won't be talking about this.
And that's so very impressive.
Impressive, but also it's kind of put her in a compromising situation where, like you say, now she'll be thought of maybe as a celebrity for a short amount of time, or she doesn't want to be the news. She wants to report the news. And I'm sure that has made her uncomfortable.
Oh, absolutely. It's a bit sad. And I think this shows that she is a real reporter and not just a, you know, a fame-seeking face. She doesn't want to be in the news. She wants to be the person finding the news and bringing it to all of us. And I think it's very admirable, in fact, that she hasn't gone out there and used this to secure 15 minutes of fame. She seems to be genuinely distressed by it, as she should be. It's a really kind of horrifying thing. I feel very sorry for her being thrust into the limelight for this terrible reason, but she's handled it extremely well. And over here, the impression has been nothing but positive. I mean, the way that she handled it, the way she reported it afterwards, it was all so impressively professional. She clearly has a bright future ahead of her as a reporter. I just hope that this isn't all she's remembered for, because she's done so much important work. This is the thing that brings her name to the American people.
Now, Mark, this is, we talked about Katrina Perry and being creeped on by Trump. Trump did have something of a win this week, I think, with the emergence of this clip. It's a CNN reporter being caught on a secret camera.
The more CNN constantly, like, Russia this, Russia that.
Because it's ratings.
Because it's ratings?
Our ratings are incredible right now.
But honestly, you think the whole Russia shit is just like bullshit.
Could be bullshit. I mean, it's mostly bullshit right now.
Now, tell me the context of this clip and the reaction. How much of an F up is this for CNN, and how much of a win is it for Trump?
Well, it's a big F up for CNN, and Trump has capitalized on it exactly as much as you'd expect him to. He's spent all week so far tweeting about it, so have his allies, his sons. Here's the context. CNN really did screw up. They ran this story alleging that one of Trump's associates had a kind of secret meeting with an executive at the Russian Direct Investment Fund, which would suggest some kind of collusion between Trump and his allies and Russia, some kind of funneling of money. It turned out that the story was pretty much garbage. The meeting occurred, but it was only a few minutes. It was not intentional, and everyone was above board about it. Afterwards, the Trump ally in question talked about it on the news. He said, you know, this was not a big deal. I'd have to follow any ethical guidelines. You know, I'm just basically disclosing that this occurred. It wasn't a scandal in any capacity. It was just a meeting between two guys in Switzerland who happened to have important jobs. CNN reported it like it was an indication of Russian collusion and suggested that the Senate was investigating it when the Senate is not investigating it. The entire story was a disaster. It got pulled, and it was very embarrassing for CNN. Now, I think that that clip goes overboard because we haven't seen the bulk of CNN's reporting being disproved. You know, for the most part, CNN's coverage of the Russia story has been accurate, if a little sensational. They may frame it, dress it up in a kind of clicky way. They want people to tune in, but they haven't put out false information until now. But the fact that they screwed up so big league, as Donald Trump would say, definitely gives the Trump administration a huge win this week, and probably brings CNN down a notch for the foreseeable future.
Now, in terms of, you kind of said Trump has capitalized on it as much as we'd expect, and as we know, there's no love for Trump here, but as he has every right to do, and like, could you go so far as saying, if CNN is found to have been putting out false material for the sake of ratings or to damage Trump and by extension the office of the presidency, like, you know, is that akin to treason?
I don't think it's akin to treason, but, you know, it could definitely be akin to libel, to defamation. There could be legal action taken here. Now, of course, we have strong free speech, free press protections, but you don't get protection if you're lying and you know it. So certainly the Trump administration could take CNN to court and try to punish them for this. Now, I do want to say that there are other important things going on in the world and in this country that Trump has not tweeted about in favor of focusing on the CNN thing. He is blowing it up into the biggest story of the week, which it really isn't. But certainly if it turns out that CNN is manipulating its coverage to hurt him, then this is going to be a blow to the Russia story and to Trump's opponents. This is going to make everyone start to wonder if the media really is just making this up. I don't think it is. There's certainly evidence of some foul play behind the scenes here, but it's getting harder and harder to sort out the truth from the fiction, and CNN just made that problem a million times worse.
Well, that does back up Trump's fake news banditry loud and proud. Mark, it's always a pleasure chatting to you. You can check out Mark's musings, MJS_DC, on the Twitter machine or at Slate itself. Mark, we'll talk to you next week.
Always a pleasure.